In this session on Power Questions, you're going to learn to use one of the most effective relationship-building tools that you have at your disposal, great thought-provoking questions. This lesson introduces power questions and shows you why they're so effective. I'll never forget the CEO who said to me, "I can always tell how experienced and insightful a prospective consultant, banker, or other supplier is by the quality of their questions and how intently they listen." That's how simple it is. This top executive told me what hundreds of others I've advised and interviewed also have said. Good questions are often far more powerful than answers. Good questions challenge your thinking. They reframe and redefine the problem. They throw cold water on our most dearly held assumptions, and they force us out of our traditional thinking. They motivate us to learn and discover more. They create commitment. They also remind us of what's most important in our lives. Think about it. Most clients know their business and industries better than you do. It's difficult and arrogant to walk in and believe you're going to instantly wow someone with your brilliance and new ideas. But you can use questions to help find an issue that you can help them with and to challenge their thinking and reframe their problems. This is one of the most fundamental differences between the expert for hire and the trusted advisor. When you have the expert mindset, you like to tell, to give people information and data. When you have the advisor mindset, you also give answers, but you put as much emphasis on formulating the right questions. What do you think is the most quoted line in all of Western literature? What comes to mind? Well, if you guessed, "to be or not to be," that is the question. You're right. That's from Shakespeare's Hamlet. And of course, it's a question. Hamlet is contemplating suicide. He's asking, is it better to live or to die? It's no accident that the most famous line in literature is a question. Throughout history, many of our greatest thinkers, creative scientists, and leaders have been great question askers. Socrates, of course, developed the so-called Socratic method of teaching by asking questions. He would ask a group of his students, "What is good?" or "What is virtue?" and create a conversation that became a learning experience. Albert Einstein, who always maintained his childlike sense of wonder, famously wrote to a friend, "I have no special talents. I am merely passionately curious." And the management thinker Peter Drucker had 5 fundamental questions he asked his CEO clients. These were, what is your mission? Who is your customer? What does your customer value? What results do you seek? And finally,